my name is Deborah Jevons. I'm chair of the All England Club.
So this is good news today for the All England Club because their plans can progress, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great news. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. Clearly, we were all waiting to see the judge's verdict. Us haven't presented our case and Save Wimbledon Park theirs. And we are delighted, and delighted by the strength of the judgment as well, which was clearly very, very strong in our favour.
I know there's a huge report. I have read some of it. I haven't had time to read all of it yet. But what particular part of the report do you think expressed your campaign for the new development the best?
I think there are a couple of things. The first, that he did say that our argument for want of a better expression, he stated by a wide margin. When you looked at the literal translation of whether there was or not there was a trust over the land, we gave our argument and how that related, I don't want to go back too far in history, but a local authority act. And he said in his mind that our arguments won by a wide margin. He equally said that in his view, this has always been private land and at no point was it ever open to the public. So those two points we argued strongly and the judge agreed with us. And now, you know, what we want to do is to get on what is private land and has always been private land and open up 27 acres of it to the public. That's what we want to do.
I know this is good news for you, but can you understand, because there are a lot of people who are going to be really unhappy today and who are looking, I mean, I was only at Centre Court last night at the wonderful Wimbledon Foundation Spring Drinks, yeah, which was is always amazing. And I spoke to some of the members of Save Wimbledon Park because for them, this is a tragedy. Can you understand where they're coming from?
You know, I always respect and understand other people have a point of view, and I will always listen to that. And of course, you have to have respect for that point of view. I think from our perspective, a community event we had last month, where there were at that event over 1,000 local people there, and the vast majority, as I'm sure the feedback you had then, is they do want us to get on with it. And when you say a tragedy, I think one could say that is slightly emotive if you look at the benefits to the locals, that you're having access to an area you've never had access before, you're having a lake that's going to be desilted, you're getting a new waterboard centre. And we want to be a good neighbour. Of course, we need to ensure that Wimbledon maintains its place as one of the preeminent sporting events in the world. And we need to be able to expand to do that. But we do that hand in hand with giving back. And that's what we're doing. This offers an opportunity. It doesn't take away from it.
Sorry, I just want to clarify, that's not my word. That's one of the words of one of the campaigners. So as things stand now, I've read the statement, you want to get ahead and get on with development. What's the next phase? Because is it going to be hindered by perhaps another appeal if Save Wimbledon Park decides to go back to the court? Or are you pretty sure that you can now start planning and start getting this off the ground?
No, Save Wimbledon Park are absolutely within their gift, and it's their right to decide whether or not it wants to appeal. They've advised us that they will appeal. So it is then up to the judge to determine in the first instance whether he thinks there are grounds for appeal. If he thinks there are not, they then have the right to go to the Court of Appeal and ask them to hear their case. So we totally respect the law. That is why we're the ones that said, let's go to the Court of Law to determine whether there's a statutory trust over the land, and in doing so, funded Save Wimbledon Park's legal fees. So we've done the right thing. We will continue to do the right thing and follow the process that is needed.
And in the best possible scenario for you, if the way is cleared and you can start, what's the next phase of the development? What comes immediately next?
Well, the immediate thing, once the process, you have planning and the statutory trust, then of course we have to discuss with Merton Council the covenant over the land. And the covenant over the land is, you know, a covenant over any land is so that it's in the public interest, in the public good. And we believe we are doing that. So we will have a discussion with Merton Council in this regard. And I should then, but we want to progress and give the parkland. I think the thing to say is that as and when the process, we finish the process, the first thing we will do is open up some of what was private land to the public. The first thing we'll do is open it up to the general public. But just to stress again, we were following the process and doing everything step by step as we have to.